This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
Our question today comes from someone who's training to be a volunteer working with abused and neglected children. And she says, my question is, how do you explain God's love to a child when they're enduring so much pain? I think I could explain it to an adult, but I'm not sure how to a child.
My guess is that children, maybe even more than adults, I don't know, would be able to understand that God's final deliverance will make up for all the pain of the present. They may not be able to grasp, as sophisticated as an adult, that this very moment God's love is being manifested in and through this, but a child can surely understand that someday God promises you he's going to take this away. We may not know why, but he's going to take it away and he's going to reward you in a way that will make all of your suffering seem as though it were not suffering, and he's going to give you everything you need forever and ever and ever. Millions and millions of years, it's going to be the happiest you can possibly be. So I would make sure that's part of what I communicate to a child. If you trust Jesus, this disease, this pain is going to be taken away. And then you read them from Revelation 21, all crying and mourning and pain will be no more, for the former things have passed away. That'd be one thing. And then I think it's important to say, these evils in the world, your evil, this calamity that's come upon you, and those you see in the children around you, and the calamities you see in the world, came into the world because of sin. God ordained that the creation fall into futility, and Satan exploits that, and sin exploits that, and God has done it and permits it now because of sin. Not necessarily your sin corresponding one for one, but to the sin of humanity and the sin of all our hearts, there is this evil in the world. So turn away from sin for sure. Receive forgiveness of it and repent and embrace a Savior and pray for healing. And if the healing doesn't come now, it's going to come later. And the third thing I would say, and this will depend on the child's capacities, you have to judge. God builds amazing character and faith and love and depth out of suffering. I could point to people that I know right now who've had, let's say, 23 surgeries because of horrific birth issues, and to this day suffer significantly because of it, who are some of the deepest, wisest, most loving, most patient, most ministering people I know because of what they've suffered, what they've walked through. Whereas if you find somebody for whom nothing has ever gone wrong for them, they've experienced no pain, no sorrow, no disappointments, they're generally pretty superficial people. And so it may be hard for a child to embrace that, but you can say God is doing for you what he can do for nobody else. He's going to make you something special. And maybe you'll do like Helen Roosevelt. You'll take a rose, get a long-stemmed red rose for the child, and you'll hold the red rose up, and you'll take a knife, and you'll say, now this red rose was what you might have been had you not had this disease or this pain. And then you start cutting it, and you cut all the green bark off of this long-stemmed red rose, and you say, this is what God is doing. And this hurts sometimes. And then you cut off the barb, and then at the end, you'd lop off the big red rose at the end, and you'd sharpen it down, and what he would see in front of him is a white, straight, sharp arrow that can be put into a bow and shot into somebody's heart or into some enemy's face that a rose could never have done. I heard that illustration from Helen Roosevelt as she was talking about the destruction of some teenagers in South Africa back in the 1950s, and she showed with the arrow illustration how God used the killing of these teenagers in order to accomplish some great purposes that could not have been otherwise accomplished. So a child might get help from some kind of practical visual illustration like that, that God is going to make them something unusually useful if they hold fast to Him.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.